The protest escalates in Columbia. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, one of many college campuses with anti-Israel demonstrations.
The occupation has got to go.
Now, the chanting there in New York City led to this overnight.
A bunch of students with sleeping bags and gear left that picket line and stormed into the building. Once inside, they immediately barricaded themselves using chairs and tables. They even used zip ties to lock down the doors. At that point, protesters outside of Hamilton Hall then locked arms to keep people from going in. And that's when the chanting started, and that's when the banners started to unfurl. With written things like intifada and calling for a free Palestine.
Fox's Brian Yenis near the occupied building. Those students have renamed for a girl killed during the war in Gaza. Yesterday, Columbia threatened to suspend students if they don't take down their protest encampment. As talks continue in Egypt, with the U.S. urging Hamas to accept a ceasefire deal with Israel in Gaza, they're mourning in North Carolina four law enforcement officers shot and killed.
Keep everyone in your prayers.
That's Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Chief Johnny Jennings. They were killed and four other officers wounded trying to make an arrest at home. A gunman was killed, two others taken into custody. President Biden put out a statement calling the slain officers heroes and calling for stricter gun control laws. Former President Trump will return to court this morning in New York. A banker, Gary Farrow, will resume testifying about the account he set up for ex-Trump lawyer Michael Cohen.
That prosecutors say Cohen used to wire adult film actress Stormy Daniels $130,000. So far, prosecutors have not directly tied Trump to an alleged conspiracy to win the 2016 presidential election.
That's Fox's Nate Foy outside the court. The former president is charged with falsifying records over those payments to buy Stormy Daniels' silence about an alleged affair the former president denies. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Russia launched more missile attacks in Ukraine, killing at least seven people in Odessa and Kharkiv. Hours after NATO leader Jens Stoltenberg went to Kyiv saying countries have been too slow sending military aid to Ukraine.
The lack of ammunition has enabled the Russians to push forward along the front line. Lack of air defense has made it possible for more Russian missiles to hit their targets.
A new supply of American weapons and ammo and air defense is coming after congressional approval. A Korean War hero honored again in Washington. 3 weeks after he died at the age of 97, Colonel Ralph Puckett Jr. lied in honor at the U.S. Capitol. 3 years ago, he was awarded a Congressional Medal of Honor.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell remembered the prayer Puckett offered when he took command of a company of Army Rangers in 1950.
Don't let me get a bunch of good guys killed.
On November 25th, 1950, Puckett and his Rangers secured a hill near the Chinese border despite being outnumbered 10 to 1. He also served in Vietnam and was the inaugural inductee into the U.S. Army Ranger Hall of Fame. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson hoped today's troops will continue to
learn from Colonel Puckett's example and aspire to the same great virtues of valor and honor and courage.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures down modestly. The day after gains, the Dow went up 146 points. Two more teams knocked out of the NBA playoffs. LeBron James and the L.A. Lakers ousted by Denver. The Nuggets won Game 5, 108-106. The Oklahoma City Thunder completed a sweep of New Orleans, 97-89. The Celtics also won.
Jrue Holiday finds White cutting. Whoa, White! A two-handed stuff!
Derek White scored 38 points to lead Boston past Miami, 102-88 on TNT to go up 3-1. In the NHL playoffs, Florida eliminated Tampa Bay. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.